For the second year in a row, the walrus harvested for subsistence on St. Lawrence Island is far below normal.
It's about half of what the average take has been over the last 10 years or so.
Jim McCracken supervises the walrus program for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, which tracks population numbers based on strikes and successful harvests hunters report back. And though some hunters are still boating as far as 70 miles north to the retreating ice edge, the majority of walrus pods are now past the island, and the preliminary harvest totals are low.
Total for both Gamble and Savunga so far is about 345. Animals, but we still are getting a few certificates back in, and I hear that people are picking up a walrus here and then. You know, as they migrate back south in the fall, they may get a few more also.
The total is split about evenly between the two communities. Based on what McGracken has heard from hunters, the cause of the poor harvest is the same as last year.
Well, generally it's weather and ice conditions. The winds weren't blowing quite right and the ice was packed in along the shore. A lot of the days the wind was blowing pretty hard, so the sea was pretty rough and the fetch was high. It's hard to get a boat out and go hunting in that kind of conditions. Then, of course, a lot of times it's foggy and it's hard to hunt in the fog because you can't see where you're going or see the animals.
Walrus are the staple subsistence source on the island and an essential economic and cultural resource. Last year, the state declared an economic disaster because of the record low harvest.